From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Islamic State militants have killed 20 government forces during an attack on a hospital in eastern Syria. The militants also seized territory in Deir al-Zor near the border with Iraq, which is split between government forces and IS fighters. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the fighting killed at least 20 government troops and six IS fighters. It said government forces have surrounded the hospital, but the fate of its staff and patients is not known. Some 200,000 civilians are estimated still living in Deir al-Zor's government-controlled neighborhoods. It was not clear whether civilians were killed or injured as well in Saturday's attack. Meanwhile, in northeastern Syria, a car bomb exploded in the predominantly Kurdish town of Qamishli. The observatory said two people were killed and five wounded, while state news agency Sana said five were killed and several others wounded. Cameroon's government said Saturday multinational forces fighting the Islamic extremists of Boko Haram arrested five of the group's leaders and freed dozens of captive women and children. The raids targeting Boko Haram bases in the northern Madawea forest earlier this month freed 28 children and at least 18 women, according to a government spokesman. The news came as a summit to discuss regional security and strategies to fight Boko Haram was underway in the Nigerian capital, Abuja. In his opening remarks, Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari said that about $1 billion was needed to help development in the Lake Chad region in order to eradicate the causes that proliferate terrorism. This is VOA News.